Protecting Endangered Species. Stories from Czech Zoos.
The zoo in Zlín, Moravia, is one of the most visited in Czechia. Highlights include its ray petting pool and jaguar feeding experience. A rescue centre for illegally captive lions is also soon to open on the vast site. Radio Prague International visited Zlín Zoo and learned about the institution's attractions and conservation programmes for our series, Protecting Endangered Species, Stories from Czech Zoos. A Wednesday morning at Zlín Zoo. The sun is shining and a kindergarten group walks past the aviaries and enclosures in two file rows. The black-cheeked ibis greets them with its loud cries. But it's not just the kindergarten group that's out and about at the zoo. Karla is there too.
The weather is nice and we are bringing our granddaughter with us today. We like the zoo, have been there several times and are happy to spend our money here. We always go where there are young cubs, that is to the lions, and we hardly recognize the young tiger anymore. We really do look at everything.
Visitors to the zoo come, among other things, for the ray pool. That's one of the main attractions, says Romana Mikešová, the zoo's press officer.
We are truly famous for the pool we call Ray Bay. It opened 11 years ago. What's special is that visitors can not only pet the rays, but also feed them. You won't find anything like that anywhere else in Europe. A to nenabídne žádná zoologická
zahrada v Evropě. The jaguar enclosure, the largest of its kind in Europe, is also popular with visitors.
A surprise awaits visitors there. We feed the jaguars with fish that we throw into a lake. Our guests can watch the animals through a glass pane as they catch the fish and dive under. It's a truly extraordinary experience.
A to je podle mě jeden z mimořádných zážitků.
The individual attractions at Zlín Zoo are divided by continent.
We were the first to have this idea. People can travel to Africa, Asia, Australia and America in a single day. They not only get to know the respective animals, but the individual continents are also represented by numerous ethnographic objects, such as statues and other works of art.
The zoo in the Moravian district town, not far from the Slovak border, first opened its doors to the general public in 1948. But the history of the animal park goes even further back, says Mikešová.
The history begins in 1930. The then owner of the area and also of Lešná Chateau, which stands on the site of today's zoo and can also be visited, was a passionate ornithologist. He brought exotic animals from all over the world here and opened a small private zoo.
A založil se tady takovou malou soukromou zoologickou zahradu.
A lot has happened since then. Today, Zlín Zoo is one of the most visited attractions not only in the region, but in the entire country, according to the spokeswoman.
In terms of zoos, we rank second just behind Prague. We are also among the 10 most visited tourist destinations in the Czech Republic. Around 800,000 visitors come here annually.
Ta návštěvnost se pohybuje kolem 800 tisíc návštěvníků.
If a regular visit to the zoo isn't enough for you, you can even get closer to your favorite animal upon request. The zoo offers special programs where you can spend a day observing the caretakers of an animal. While the tickets aren't exactly cheap, demand is huge, says Mikešová. The zoo employee points out another offer. You can also book an overnight stay at the zoo, including a private tour and a three-course meal against the backdrop of Lešná Chateau. And when night falls, you'll be alone with the animals on the grounds. The largest expansion project currently underway at the zoo is the Karibuni enclosure.
Karibuni ve swahilštině znamená vítejte, takže my vás vítáme.
Karibuni means welcome in Swahili. The site is huge and will eventually cover 21 hectares. The zoo currently covers 50 hectares, so we are adding another half, so to speak. The theme here will be Africa.
Zoologické zahrady celá bude patřit jenom Africe.
This is not only the largest construction project in the history of Zlín Zoo, but also one of the most extensive in Europe, according to Mekeshová. The new enclosure for the elephants has already been completed. It covers 4 hectares and offers sufficient space for the herd, which also includes the bull Zikari, born in 2021. Another highlight of the Karabuni enclosure will open in September of this year, the new sanctuary and breeding centre for lions. Mekeshová explains why it's needed.
V českých zoologických zahradách se chová 61 lvů.
There are a total of 61 lions in Czech zoos, however 138 lions live in private homes, which is an incredible number. Many live in unfavorable conditions, in small enclosures with poor facilities. Some people even keep the lions completely illegally. Even if the state wanted to confiscate them, it currently has nowhere to house them.
The new station is set to change that. It will house a maximum of 10 animals, some of which will come from the zoo's existing collection. During the expansion phase, not only will the new area for the lions be built, but 2 camps will also be created. Up to 200 people will be able to stay here in future, as if they were in the middle of Africa.
The camps will consist of several safari tents with private bathrooms and very comfortable amenities. Sitting on the terrace, drinking coffee with elephants walking beneath you and lions roaring nearby, you'll truly feel like you are in Africa. We hope to launch this service soon.
In addition to the planned lion sanctuary, Zlín Zoo is also committed to supporting other animal species. For example, donations are being collected for the protection of the white rhinoceros in South Africa. Financial support is also being provided to help save the okapi in the Congo. These projects are also taking place on the zoo's doorstep. For example, the zoo has released little owls and garden dormice into the wild in Moravia. Vultures are also a focus of animal welfare efforts. Zlín Zoo is home to 7 species of them. Vladimír Daněk has been an aviculture breeder for 15 years and has been employed at the Zlín Zoo for over a decade. What fascinates him about vultures?
Ta monumentalita toho ptáka.
The monumentality of this bird, its immense strength, and its relatively intelligent nature. The animals recognize us as humans and respond when we keepers feed them or prepare their breeding grounds.
The scavengers have been bred in Zlín since 1994. In the wild, however, they are becoming increasingly rare.
The rapid decline in the wild is not only due to the disappearance of biotopes. The vultures are also threatened by pharmaceuticals administered to animals that in turn eat them. They are also sensitive to fertilizers. Then there is the growing human population. Infrastructure and power lines pose a threat to the animals and contribute to some of them being threatened with extinction.
The animal experts are therefore involved in protecting the birds as part of the Volpro project in South Africa and partly with the Green Balkans initiative.
We have already released 20 vultures into the Balkans. Of course, they were previously fitted with transmitters so that we know where they are and how they are doing. It is a great success and a great joy for us that the animals we raised have now nested and reproduced.